It wasn't a perfect campaign.
Oh, that's my sweetheart. There's Hillary. I miss her so much. She was in the news today in New York City at a Women for Women conference. No dudes allowed, I'll bet. And she's on the show today. Also, you know my man, what's his face? You know my evil man.
I would speak to him. I would have no problem.
There's more on that today of evil Trump, and that's going to be fascinating because not only did he say yesterday he was going to speak with the fat guy that runs North Korea, he also added another guy in there, and I want to talk about that on the show today, too. So welcome to the evil thoughts and all of that. Let's get started with Hillary Clinton, who has given a rare appearance, sitting down with Christiane Amanpour today. She's another one of my faves. I like her. She's a big CNN lady, and she's just fascinating. So here is Hillary today talking about how she lost or why she lost. And this is funny because Hillary says, I take total responsibility for not winning the election. And then she spends the next 20 minutes blaming everybody else. So it's really cool. I miss this lady.
It wasn't a perfect campaign.
No.
There is no such thing.
No, there's evil Trump, though.
But I was on the way to winning.
You know, she could have said that in 2008, too. She was on the way, and then that evil black guy beat her.
Until the combination of Jim Comey's letter on October 28th and Russian WikiLeaks raised doubts in the minds of people who were inclined to vote for me, but got scared off.
I just love this lady. I mean, I hate to admit I kind of miss her. But yeah, they were inclined to vote for you, but they got scared off. It had nothing to do with you. I know that.
And the evidence for that intervening event is, I think, compelling, persuasive. And so we overcame a lot in the campaign.
Yeah. Get down. You know, let's listen to more.
We overcame an enormous barrage of negativity.
Oh, please. Like the other, like Trump didn't take a lot of crap. I mean, don't you think that sort of evens out? I mean, who was hated more during the campaign? I think it's evil Trump. I mean, I don't know. You weren't even allowed to like Trump. You know, I had a Trump t-shirt. You know, I wasn't even allowed to wear it. I remember, listen to this. This is how weird it was. My kid had a tutor, and he's one of these, you know, he seemed like a really cool guy, but he was, you know, let's just say loud, and he started riffing about, I guess, Trump because he hated him. And the next day, he had to come back to the house and work with my kid. I was, you know, I couldn't wear the Trump t-shirt. I had the shirt over it because it's, you know, it wasn't cool to wear anything that said Trump on it. So I don't know who was hated more. I think it was Hillary. You were hated, but I think Trump was, come on, man.
A false equivalency so much else.
Yada, yada, yada.
But as Nate Silver, who, you know, doesn't work for me, he's an independent analyst, but one considered to be very reliable.
I want to talk about Nate Silver, too, Hillary, because I looked him up and I found a fascinating article. Now, Hillary is going to quote this guy, Nate Silver, who does polling, and he has this website called 538 for some reason. So let's listen to why she says Nate Silver said she was supposed to win, right? That's what everybody, you know, I was supposed to win. This guy, Nate Silver, said so. And then I'm going to read you what Nate Silver really said.
You know, has concluded, you know, if the election had been on October 27th, I'd be your president.
All right. Well, I looked it up. And Nate Silver, on the 10th of March, 2017, wrote a retrospective on the election in 2016. And he concluded there really was, and I'm quoting now, this is the title of the piece he wrote, there really was a media bubble in the election of 2016. That the polls showed Hillary was out in front, but the way the media read it was that it was a certainty that she was going to win, and they were wrong for a number of reasons. Let's play a little bit more Hillary, and then I want to talk about media bias, because they are still in the same bubble. They've learned nothing. I'm screaming. Nothing from 2016. Let's listen more to Girlfriend because we miss her.
And it wasn't. It was on October 28th, and there was just a lot of funny business going on around that. And ask yourself this. Within an hour or two of the Hollywood Access tape being made public.
Well, that's the one, you know, where Trump was talking about grabbing women by the thang. Remember that? Yeah.
The Russian theft of John Podesta's emails hit WikiLeaks.
Wow. So what she's saying is, as soon as Trump got busted by NBC, for talking about grabbing women by the thigh. Then they orchestrated on some level this release by WikiLeaks for John Podesta's email, which was just so lame in comparison. I mean, the Trump hit was 50 times more intense. That tape was shocking. It's still weird. You know? Are you kidding me? And the John Podesta's email, who gives a rat's fanny about it? Whatever.
What a coincidence.
Well, but I mean, she's right back to evil Russian meddling.
So, I mean, you just can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, no, I maybe you can't, but you can really kind of overplay your hand. But she's taking full responsibility, of course, for losing.
So, did we make mistakes? Of course we did.
I'm not perfect. I admit it. Well, hallelujah. Are you kidding me? I thought you were perfect. I love it. They set the bar way high. You know what? I'm not perfect. Oh, thanks for revealing. That's incredible. That takes a load off my mind.
Did I make mistakes? Oh, my gosh, yes. You know, you'll read my confession and my request for absolution.
Which she means nothing. You know, she doesn't mean that at all. You know, whatever.
But the reason why I believe we lost were the intervening events in the last 10 days.
But I take full responsibility. She did say that. I wish I had the audio on that, but I don't. But she did say that. She starts with that and then spends the rest of the time talking about how she got effed by everybody else.
And I think you can see I was leading in the early vote. I had a very strong, and not just our polling and data analysis, but a very strong assessment going on across the country about where I was in terms of, you know, the necessary both votes and electoral votes.
Whatever. Okay, that's girlfriend. You know, I miss you, sweetie. I really do. But she quoted Nate Silver. You brought him up, and he wrote a very long piece. You can look it up. Nate Silver, 535 website, whatever it is. March 10th, look it up. He said that there really was a media bubble. These people all talked to each other. They all themselves convinced that she was going to win. And I said about 2-3 minutes ago in this podcast that the left and the media has learned absolutely nothing from this. Nothing. And as evidence, I want to talk about CNN, my other group of pals that I love these guys. I watched them all day yesterday. And this actually gets back to evil Trump, which is kind of cool. They are living in a bubble, the media. CNN is like it. And I don't even watch ABC, NBC, CBS anymore, whatever. I just find it so boring. And I really don't care about Ryan Seacrest and Kelly Ripa and all of that. My sister was freaking out and texting me about it yesterday. Oh, he's the new co-host on the, you know, I go, he's perfect for daytime TV. And it's not interesting to me at all, but I think it's great. But CNN and the way they handled this yesterday, here's evil Trump.
I would speak to him. I would have no problem speaking to him.
He was talking about speaking to the president of North Korea, the fat guy. Yeah, I'll talk to that guy. He also said yesterday that he would also speak to the president of the Philippines, this guy Duterte, who's another piece of work too. This guy, every time I see him, he's wearing like a t-shirt. He's running the country. He's wearing a t-shirt. He's got like a pistol in his belt. That's Duterte. So the bias I want to explain about yesterday and this media bubble that Nate Silver was talking about and the fact that none of these people on the left or the media, which is what they're doing, you know, all of these people have learned a thing, not a single thing about what happened last fall, has to do with how Trump was covered yesterday regarding what he said about speaking to the presidents of North Korea and the Philippines and what he said about the Civil War yesterday, which I did not talk about on the podcast yesterday. Trump was talking about Andrew Jackson at one point in an interview that was done with, I don't know who he did it with, whatever, some lady, I think, who ended up on CNN all day talking about what a dope Trump is. And Trump said, you know what, I really like this Andrew Jackson guy. He was a populist like me, and he had a big heart. And, you know, Trump kind of thinks he's that, too. I've got a big heart, and I'm a populist, and I'm like, great. And whatever. He's the president. If he wants to, you know, conjure up Andrew Jackson, go right ahead, you know. And he was going about, you know, if Andrew Jackson were around at the Civil War, you know, had he come later, he said, there wouldn't have been a Civil War. And Trump then went on to say, you know, a lot of people never really question, you know, why? Why was there a civil war? Oh, God, you should have heard the press, you know, as though Trump doesn't know what the issues were. What Trump was referring to is we could have negotiated. Why did it have to, you know, millions of people had to die, for God's sake? Why? You know, the casualty, I don't know if they were in the millions in the Civil War, but they were very high. It was a very costly war. It was a terrible thing. All Trump was saying is, hey, I'm a negotiator. Let's talk, you know? And CNN was just like, oh, you're, you know, he's so stupid. They really think that Trump thinks that Andrew Jackson was alive during the Civil War, even though we said, had he come later, because I think what Trump had said at one point, he saw the Civil War thing coming or something, or he referred to the Civil War. And as though maybe he were still alive or something, they tried to make some kind of comparison or something, that Trump is stupid because he doesn't know when the Civil War started, or that he doesn't know that Andrew Jackson died in 1846, I think, or something like that. He missed the Civil War by 16 years. But if you just listen closely, it's obvious what he's talking about. Why couldn't we have reached an agreement, a gradual phase out, or whatever? He didn't get into any details, but that's what he was getting at. You know, why do we have to have a war when we could negotiate? And then you get Bill Press on CNN in the morning, go, he doesn't know why there was a war. It was about slavery and states' rights, and these people were evil and bad. And it's just like, what, Trump doesn't get that? And so they I think CNN takes stupid pills on purpose, because every time they talk about Trump, and this is the bias that has not changed, they've learned nothing from it. Every time they look at Trump, they have to run it through this filter where it's either that Trump is either racist or stupid or both, or misogynist or whatever it is. Trump, racist, stupid. So everything he says, you know, if he's talking about the Civil War, has to be interpreted like he's stupid, even though it was obvious he was talking about, had this guy been alive, or maybe we could have negotiated our way out of it. But they can't allow that, because it has to be, the meme has to be the leftist meme, which is the media's meme, which is that he's stupid and racist. So no matter how dumb they have to sound doing it, they'll do it to position Trump like that, because their people want to hear that. That's the bubble that Nate Silver is talking about. And then it got even better, because at one point Trump said yesterday, when we're talking about the Philippines, this guy, this wacko guy with the t-shirt and the pistol in his belt, that he was going to send that guy over to talk to the fat guy in North Korea. Well, you should have heard CNN just dumping on that. You know, they had a couple of analysts on late in the day yesterday talking about how stupid Trump is, because sending this guy, Duterte, from the Philippines to speak to some guy in North Korea, they were saying he doesn't even know him, he wouldn't even take his call, and what a dope Trump is to even say that or even think that. And they're all so smart. I mean, here's the thing on CNN. These people are not. They're not uneducated, but they come off as the biggest group of ignorant morons, so full of themselves. They think they're so smart, and they don't understand what Trump is doing to Duterte. What he's saying is, he's blowing smoke on this guy. What he's saying is, hey, Duterte, you know, you're a big shot. Why don't you go over and talk to that guy in North Korea, you know? And they're going, oh, Trump is so stupid because he, you know, he thinks that's going to work or something. And I'm going, oh, man, you guys are missing the point. What Trump is doing, he's pumping up the guy in the Philippines saying, hey, I can work with you. He's building a team. He's flattering him by saying, hey, you're a big enough shot to go over and talk to that guy. Why don't you do it? And Trump, even in video they were playing yesterday on CNN, was saying, hey, you know, what do you got to lose? You know, if you got a 10% chance, you don't know. Maybe the fat guy will pick up Duterte's phone call and go, hey, yo, what's up? You know, because it's like the B team. You know, both of those leaders are looking for legitimacy on the world stage, and they're not getting any love whatsoever. So Trump says to the Duterte guy, yeah, why don't you're a big shot. Why don't you go over and help me out, you know? And you can come to the White House or all that kind of, that's all cool. Oh, I can't believe he would invite him to the White House. And the people at CNN are just, just freaking out. They can't understand what Trump is doing is he's negotiating. It's not hard to figure out if you want to figure it out. You know, it's not that hard. And all these people, everybody they put on CNN, but it's bigger than that. It's the New York Times. They're all talking to each other over and over again, and they only see their opposition through the lens of stupid and ignorant. And because of that, they miss the big picture. And that's something they have not yet learned. And it is stunning to watch them double down. And it's not, again, not just CNN. It's stunning to watch it. You know, I had a lot more to talk about on the podcast today. But you know what? I mean, that was evil enough, wasn't it? So that's why I like watching CNN. I've mentioned that before. That's one of my favorite stations. And that's why I like, hang on for a second. It's coming. Oh, God. That's why I like.
It wasn't a perfect campaign.
I miss my girlfriend there. All right. Rate this podcast on iTunes. Would you spread the word, too? That's really cool. Do me a favor. And if you know somebody that has an evil mind like you, turn them on to Joe Crummy's Evil Thoughts. Come on. All right. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter as Joe Crummy. And on Instagram as Crummy Joe. And thanks for listening to my evil thoughts. See you tomorrow.